But as promised, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach at BYU. First season with the Cougars. District 8 Coach of the Year this season. Most wins in his first season at BYU in school history. An NCAA champion in Kentucky. BYU had a great year. 24-8, 13-3 in conference. They were number 16 in the coaches poll. We are joined once again by Mark Pope. Mark, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
Jim, happy to be here, man. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you. So you've had some time to think about it and process the entire thing. So I'm curious, Mark, what kind of thoughts and emotions have you had over the past week or so?
I don't even know where to start.
Sure.
I'll tell you this. It crossed my mind last night that I'm really a sick man. Don't have any idea how to heal myself. Because I literally am on pins and needles watching Joe Lunardi post his bracket winners. What is wrong with me?
I got you.
I'm actually stressed out about the game that he's prognosticated us playing tomorrow. So, I think it's in our blood, and I think that we find all kinds of ways to cope with it. So, the nice thing is that we get to kind of mentor these kids through this and try and help them find their way, and that's what we're all trying to do right now.
That's a wild story. Mark Pope joining us. All right, so TJ Haas talked about how the team came back from the conference tournament in Vegas and then came in and had a workout, and at that point the rumors were flying around that the NCAA tournament would proceed without fans. What do you remember about that day?
It was a bad day in our locker room. So we were actually meeting. We had just watched some film. We had actually We're actually talking about specifics about the coronavirus. We had put together a little PowerPoint to share with our guys just to make sure they were educated. And, of course, we had heard that we're going to play without fans. So we had talked about this all in this meeting. We're dressed and taped and ready to go to practice. And my assistant coach, Cody Feger, kind of leaned over and as I was talking to the guys and held up his phone and we saw the announcement that they canceled the tournament. And listen, for sure, we understand the global importance and impact of what's going on, right? So there's no doubt that it was the right call, none at all. But that doesn't diminish the pain that these guys felt having really dedicated their lives, especially specifically the last 4 and for some of my guys 5 years, to try and finally get back to this tournament. It meant that much to them. They were getting up at 5:30 in the morning to come to 2-a-days and had been chasing it for years. And so in our locker room in that moment, there were a lot of tears and there was a lot of really uncomfortable silence, and we just let it marinate with our guys for a little bit, and then just the only thing we could do at that moment was kind of express to them how much we love them. But for a team that had worked so hard all year to stake claim to the best locker room in America, that was a really dark locker room for a minute there.
I get that. BYU head coach Mark Pope is joining us. So you try to process that and you try and help them through that. And then on Sunday, you tweet out this great video with the voices of Greg Gumbel, Clark Kellogg, and Seth Davis simulating what Selection Sunday would have been like for you and what they would have said about your team. Where did the idea come from and how pleased were you with the result?
I had met Friday with each of my players, kind of individual meetings. We'll do that several times now, doing a postseason autopsy. And TJ Haas, and of course my guys are still super emotional. And TJ Haas, one of the things he said to me that was so telling Friday morning was he was just like, I'm just dreading Sunday. He's like, I am dreading Sunday. Because he thought he had it. He said I spent my whole life dreaming of, our name being called. He was pretty emotional, actually. And he had, he'd fallen short for 3 straight years and then finally got it. And it just stuck in my head how much he was dreading Sunday, right? And so Seth Davis has been great to us. And Clark Kellogg, I've known Clark forever. He actually did a post-game interview with me the first game of my senior year in college. And I was like, this is the coolest cat I've ever met, right? So, I mean, they are, they're really the voices that we all have indelibly associated our minds with Selection Sunday, and so reached out to them, and they were willing to do it. And then our guys here at, so they just sent me little voiceovers, and then our guys here at BYU, our media department, is so unbelievable. So they threw it together, and we just do the best we can, right? That's what we do. And so, given the circumstances, that was the best we could do, and it wasn't real, but it was everybody as close to real as we could get, and I think at the end of the day, our guys appreciated it.
I was going to say, I love it. I think it's a great idea. What did the players make of it when they saw it? How did they react?
I think they had mixed feelings. I think there was part of them that, like, ripped their heart out, but I think in the long run, I think it was really good. And honestly, I think it was really cathartic for our fans, too. Like, our fans care, this BYU nation, they really, really care, and their heart and souls are in this with us too. And so I think it's, maybe a little bit cathartic for all of us, and hopefully that was what it did.
BYU head coach Mark Pope is joining us. Mark, when you look at that senior class, you've got guys like Yoeli Childs, TJ Hawes, Jake Toulson, who arrived as a grad transfer, and more. How much have they meant to you and to the program?
Well, they made my job really easy. In moments, they made me look like a way smarter coach than I really am. So those are the great things. The best thing, you hear everybody, every single coach, every single CEO, everybody who takes over a new organization, they talk about, establishing a culture and building a culture and all those things. And what a gift. I mean, what a gift it is for us at BYU in this basketball program, me specifically, that we got to start off trying to establish a culture here with the leadership that those guys gave. And the wins were epic, and the trajectory of our season was really special. But the tone they set every single day in practice, the way they believed in community and sacrificing for each other in a locker room, the way they instilled that in our team and our program, what a gift, right? Talk about seniors stepping up and growing a culture. It's pretty special. So that's going to be their legacy, not just this great season they put together, but the way they showed us how to do it.
BYU head basketball coach Mark Pope joining me for a few more moments. It was an amazing year. When we talked last month, we talked about the challenge that you were taking on when it came to being the guy to follow Dave Rose. Roughly 11 months after you were named head coach at BYU, what do you maybe know about this job, or what do you appreciate about the job that you did not know from your time as an assistant?
Well, I think probably everybody that, it's just a different job being an assistant head coach. One is, every single day I get my respect for coach and what he did here grows. Every day it grows. He did it better than anybody I probably ever will do it here at BYU. And you get to see the challenges that he faced every day. But I think the thing that's growing on me is, when I took this job, I thought, this will be a really special place to win. If we can win here, it's going to be really special. And that's just been multiplied. It's not easy. It's not easy to win anywhere, right? But if we can win here and win consistently and win in a big way, like Coach Rose did and the coaches that came before him did, if we can do it and even maybe find some incredible way to do it at a higher level in moments, it just means so much to people. This community just envelops this team and embraces it, and we literally do feel like we're all in this together for good and for bad. And so I think that's the one thing, being, sitting in this chair for a year now, that's the one thing that has become epically clear to me is it matters. It matters that this team is good. It matters that this team is inspiring to this community. It matters the way we carry ourselves and the way we perform, and that's a huge responsibility. But it's a gift for us to be able to take a swing at it for a while.
Mark Pope joining us. So leave me with a thought. You've been talking about this now for a minute or so, but when you think about the future and you think about the next steps with the program, what should BYU fans remember about the 2019-2020 squad?
Listen, I think the takeaway, the identity of this team is they sacrifice for each other in a time in sports when it, not just in sports, in our society, when it's iPhones and everything, right? You had a bunch of guys that got to a point where they said, hey, all we care about is this team winning. I think our fans could feel it. I think when you watch this as a product on the floor, you could see it. I think when you look at the metrics of how we performed, especially offensively, you can't miss it, right? That these guys came and sacrificed each other and gave for each other for something that was bigger than themselves. I think that's becoming increasingly rare. I mean, listen, I don't want to wax poetic here, but one of the most extraordinary things about how the world seems to be trying to grapple with this pandemic right now is that really all these sacrifices people are making, for the most part, you know, in my uneducated opinion, we're making the sacrifices for each other. You know, I think there's a lot of people that aren't super nervous about, you know, what their experience is going to be like having the coronavirus, but they are experienced about kind of the worldwide spread of this disease. And I think when you see in these rare instances, when you see people come together and do something for someone, for something bigger than just their own self-interest, I think we're all drawn to that. And I think that was the identity of this team. This team was way more interested in the well-being of the team than they were about their own agendas.
So glad you made that point. And it's so true in watching that team from the outside. BYU had an amazing year, 24-8, 13-3 in conference. Number 16 in the coaches poll. Their first year head coach is Mark Pope. I had to bring you back, Mark. I'm so glad for your thoughts. Thanks for sharing them. Let's make sure we do it again. And thanks for doing the show.
Hey, listen. Yeah, you know, take this for what it is, man, but your job might be more important than ever before. And I just say that in the sense of, like, this, you know, we're not in a, like, mental health is an issue right now, and we were created not to be social distancing creatures, right? We're created to, like, be together. And so the fact that you could be on this show and bring everybody together every day is really important, man. We're super grateful for it.
I really appreciate you saying that, Mark. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Mark Pope, head basketball coach at BYU. And that is in large part why we are here.